More outrage over the killing of aid workers. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. This time is coming from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who spoke with his Israeli counterpart on Wednesday. Austin added his outrage over the Israeli airstrike that killed seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza. WCK founder Jose Andres rejects Israel's claim it was an accident.
Humanitarians and civilians should never be paying the consequences of war. This is a basic principle of humanity.
Defense Secretary Austin urging Israel to immediately take concrete steps to protect aid workers and civilians in Gaza. Kentucky faces a long cleanup ahead after severe storms and tornadoes ripped through the state Tuesday night, killing at least one person.
Tornadoes ripped through more than 20 counties in the state of Kentucky Tuesday night, killing at least one person. In Prospect, Kentucky, just outside of Louisville Metro, an EF1 tornado ripped roofs off of homes, uprooted trees, and downed hundreds of power lines. Governor Andy Beshear says he's already received emergency declarations from upwards of a dozen of those counties, hoping to get resources to aid in that recovery as soon as possible. In Prospect, Kentucky, I'm Nicole Valdez, Fox Weather.
Meantime, millions of people across the Northeast and New England are bracing for the nor'easter that's impacting cities like Boston and New York City. With winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour and heavy rain farther to the north, people in eastern New Hampshire and northern Maine could get up to 3 feet of snow. The judge in former Trump's hush money case denies his request to delay the trial until after April 15th, until there is a ruling on the former president's claim of immunity. And the Powerball jackpot numbers are out there. We're still waiting to see if there's a winner. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Texas is waiting on a decision from a federal appeals court in New Orleans over the state's controversial immigration bill.
Two of the three judges on the federal appeals court panel seem skeptical of the federal government Department of Justice arguments and may side with Texas. Texas officials say the Border Patrol is understaffed and overwhelmed. A protest outside here of the federal courthouse in New Orleans lasted for about an hour during those arguments. It's about this controversial state law that would allow any law enforcement officer in Texas to arrest people for illegally crossing the border and possibly have them removed. The government argues immigration is a purely federal matter and pointedly rejected Texas's offer to help manage the border.
Fox's David Spunt. The U.S. military says it destroyed one inbound anti-ship ballistic missile and two drones launched by Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen towards a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea. Central Command says no injuries or damage was reported aboard the USS Gravely. Prosecutors recommend prison time for the parents of the Michigan school shooter.
In a court filing, Oakland County prosecutors say James Crumbly failed to exercise even the smallest measure of ordinary care that could have prevented the 2021 fatal shootings of four Oxford High School students. Adding Jennifer Crumbly showed a chilling lack of remorse for her role, recommending they serve at least 10 years in prison. The parents of shooter Ethan Crumbly were convicted of involuntary manslaughter for failing to secure the gun that was used and ignoring signs the then 15-year-old was struggling with mental health. Their sentencing hearing is set for April 9th. Ethan Crumbly, sentenced to life in prison without parole, pleading guilty to 24 charges, including first-degree murder and terrorism. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And this just in, no winner in the Powerball jackpot, so the next jackpot will be worth $1.23 billion at least. That's on Saturday. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.